Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Priestess Perspective. I am your host, Hot High Priestess, and I'm so excited for today's episode. We're going to be talking all things feminine energy, manifesting with ease, relaxing to receive, and how to get anyone to chase you. Oh my God, I'm so excited for this. Before we jump in, I did just want to say thank you to everyone for rating the podcast 5 stars. If you haven't already, please do so. As you know, as a girl with ADHD, y'all, it really motivates me to show up. So I just wanted to say thank you guys so much. We come out with a new podcast episode every Sunday, so be on the lookout and make sure you have those notifications on. I just love you guys so much, and I've been absolutely loving the podcast. Thank you guys for giving me a space to do this. Yeah, so today's episode is going to be all things feminine energy. And you know, this is a difficult topic because the truth is, I think for the majority of my life, I have, and many of you might relate to this, I've always felt like I've been in my masculine, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's because of the way that I grew up and I felt like I had to be in my masculine energy, or if I just felt safer in my masculine, or if I've always associated masculine energy with success and accomplishment, right? I've always been a very driven person. You probably are as well watching this. Very driven, very ambitious. I love growth and I love reaching my maximal potential. And I've always associated that with masculine energy, like in the sense of, well, and by the way, if you guys don't know the difference between masculine and feminine energy is action. It is giving. It is providing. It is doing and doing and doing. Whereas feminine energy is receiving. It is doing less, but getting more. Feminine energy is about sitting back. It's about inviting energy in rather than being the attendee, so to speak. And I think for most of my life, I was in this sort of masculine energy because I think to a degree it was because it was like a survival instinct, sort of. But to another degree, I kind of liked the energy. I still to this day would consider myself pretty masculine. And it's interesting. I always ask my friends when I see them, I'm like, do you think I'm more feminine or masculine in my energy? And I'll leave it as a question actually down below as a poll. But I wonder what you guys see me as. But I definitely present very feminine. But energy-wise, which is totally different. Feminine energy has nothing to do with appearance and everything to do with aura. I feel like my aura can sometimes come across as very masculine in the sense that I love things like money and business and achievement and growth and all the good stuff. I'm a Capricorn, which is a very, like, you know, masculine energy. I've always been a provider. And I think in part that was because I had to be. There was no one providing for me. So I had to provide for myself. Masculine energy in relationships is so interesting because when you're in your masculine, you will attract inevitably a feminine character or feminine characters. Everything in life is polarity. And this is certainly true in relationships, in dating. I realized when I was in my masculine energy that I was starting to really attract like feminine guys. And I didn't quite like dislike it. I actually quite liked being a provider. I don't know why, I just did. I really liked being the best and, you know, feeling as though I could provide for someone and take care of someone. It's strange. I feel like that was how I showed love because that was how I showed myself love. You know, for so long I was like, well, this is all I've ever known as self-love is just like giving, working hard, providing. And once I felt like I was in a place in life where I was good, you know, I was running my successful business. I was kind of just like very, very happy and content with life, with my finances, with my self-love journey. I very quickly started to step into feminine energy, but it became this weird balance. And I'm just assuming that a lot of the people watching this, men and women, are very successful. And I feel like something people don't often talk about is how to be like a successful woman and also be in your feminine energy. It's not easy. So once I felt like things were good in my life, I stepped a bit more into feminine energy. And this was not easy to do, by the way. I don't think it ever is as a woman, especially as a successful woman, as a woman who has been in her masculine her whole life. You know, I think the femininity trend really took off on like TikTok and stuff. And I think I started to like play around with it in my life before I let it seep into my dating life. I think I just like tested it out in my normal everyday life. You know, for example, I'd be at the airport and I would just like walk down the aisle of the airplane and I'd like wait just a brief second before going to like lift my bag up. And I'd give it a second, you know, and I'd tap into that feminine energy of I'm taken care of, I am provided for, people take care of me, I'm okay with receiving. As soon as I tapped into that feminine energy, people were like, especially men, were eager to help me, were eager to provide for me. Like, men started to carry my bags for me or ask if I wanted help. And for so long in my life, I'd be like, no, 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 like I've got this, da, da, da. But feminine energy is all about receiving. And I really tapped into this in like every aspect of life. I just like found comfortability and almost an expectation in being in receiving mode, in being provided for, in others giving to me. You know, it's like you're either going to be one or the other. And that doesn't mean like I don't also give and provide. But when need be, I tap into that feminine energy and allow the receiving mode to turn on. And so it started with like just like regular things in my everyday life, especially around men, just, you know, allowing them to step in and be the provider, be the helper, be the educator, and the masculine energy, right? The masculine counterpart. And eventually I started to feel a bit more comfortable integrating it into my love life. And I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the fact that, you know, men were now providing for me, that when you set this expectation, like I am in my feminine energy, this is the expectation, is that I'm cared for, I'm taken care of, I'm provided for, this is what I expect, I am worthy of receiving, and I'm comfortable in receiving mode, in receiving energy. The shift occurs very quickly. Like men, it went from like me being the provider in relationships on dates to men providing for me, men picking me up, men calling me Ubers, men making sure, you know, I get home safe, opening the door for me, checking in on me, making sure I feel secure, men taking the lead, taking initiative. And men can only really ever step into that masculine energy when you remember, everything is a polarity. It's when you step into that feminine energy of expectation to receive. But it's crazy like how fast the shift happened. And for a while I did question, I was like, is this what I really want? And I do want to like have a little bit of a hot take here. I don't think women have to be in feminine energy. In fact, I actually think there's a stigma around women in their masculine energy, or even like a mediocre, like balanced energy. I think too often what I'm hearing as a narrative lately is that women have to be in their feminine. You know, you have to be like super in your feminine energy, soft life, this, that. And I just don't feel like that has to be the case. I don't feel like we have to necessarily have this active effort to be in a feminine energy, right? Like, I feel like you've got to do what feels natural, because otherwise you're putting on an act. But there are small things that we can do that aren't necessarily going against our own instinct and who we are as individuals, but, you know, allow us to live a softer life effortlessly, right? So for example, something like being comfortable receiving, it's a really good trait to have. especially when you're not used to receiving. So there's obviously the romantic aspect to feminine energy, but I think feminine energy also is largely apparent in finances. I mean, this is the name of the game. I teach the concept of I get paid to exist. I have a very fundamental belief, a very strong fundamental belief, that I don't have to struggle or work hard or hustle or grind to make a shitload of money, to live my dream life, to afford the luxuries of life. I simply do not do that because I don't aspire for that. I love the soft life. I love being able to wake up at any time in the morning. I love experiencing luxuries of life whenever I want without having to work for it, right? Like struggle for it. And when you have a very masculine energy, right, it's this, we embody this idea and this energy of like, I have to really, really hustle, hustle, hustle. We operate from the reality of what do I have to do to achieve X? Rather than what is the energy I need to be in to achieve X? See, manifestation in its pure essence is feminine energy. If we boil it down to one thing, it is feminine energy. It is the energy of invitation. You are creating the invitation from the universe, or to the universe, rather, to give to you. Feminine energy is all about receiving. Now, so often, people struggle to manifest because they're super tapped into the masculine. They're always thinking, what do I have to do to make this happen? And it's a concept I teach in my manifestation workshop, being fuck the how. You know, when, like, it's not your responsibility to know how the thing will come to be in your reality. You just have to invite it in and sit in the energy of, I'm ready to receive this. I've been ready, been born ready. It's an expectation you have. You're not sitting there contemplating all the hard work you're going to have to do to make $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month. You expect it and you allow the universe to show you how to get there in the easiest way possible. That's feminine energy. And the same goes in your love life. You don't have to work hard for a man to respect you, to buy you flowers. This is an expectation now that you have. When you go on a date with a guy, you're not sitting there thinking, what do I bring to the table? You're asking, what does he bring to the table? You're not sitting there asking yourself, how can I impress him? How can he impress me? That's feminine energy. And when the tables turn like that, you'll see how fast a man will chase after you. Chasing is masculine energy. Attracting is feminine energy. You don't have to do more to make more, to get more, to attract more. You actually have to do less. There's actually a concept I teach in business, which is that it's something one of my business mentors taught me actually, which is that simple scales, complex fails. Truly doing less can make you more. And if you truly embody this belief so deeply that it becomes ingrained in you, that you get to sit back and look pretty and enjoy life and relax and still live in abundance and still receive, that's where the change happens. Now, a lot of us are, as women, unfortunately, especially in today's society, conditioned to believe not only are we taking on the feminine role, we're taking on the masculine role as well. You know, I think one of the game changers for me in my mindset was when I realized, at least on a romantic level, as women, our existence alone is already deserving of the masculine energy. That's why in nature, this is how it was designed. We are creators, not just in the womb, but in everything. We as women are inherently deserving of receiving. I think when I realized, like, as women, the power that we have innately in our biology, we are queens. We own the kingdom of the human species. The human species relies on us and our power as women that is inherent to women, to femininity, unique to femininity. And that in and of itself warrants and deserves to live in a constant, free-flowing, soft, effortless state of receiving, of relaxation, of happiness, of being provided for. That is all to say, like, the truth is we do live in a society where we as women are extremely successful. And a lot of that success did come in part due to masculine energy. And it is hard to balance feminine energy and masculine energy when we are so successful. But the truth is, if anything, being successful warrants even more receiving energy. We deserve even more of a provider at that point. I just think it's an interesting discussion. Like, when people say, I don't chase, I attract, it's real. When you chase, you repel. And if you want anything in this life, you have to be in an attracting energy, not a chasing energy. You know, in essence, feminine energy is about knowing your worth, because you're basically saying, like, I am deserving of receiving. It's about feeling comfortable, feeling okay with sitting in that receiving energy. I think a lot of women struggle with that today, like being okay with just receiving for the sole reason of your existence. That literally goes back to, I get paid to exist. Like, your existence is so valuable in and of itself that it warrants survival, that it warrants a luxurious life. And that's a concept I have embodied financially so much. And the truth is, I made my first, say, $100,000 in business, like, purely from feminine energy alone. Like, I was so much in the receiving energy of, like, I am worthy of this. I am amazing. I am worthy. I am valuable. So of course I'm going to receive this, and I'll be okay with receiving this. In fact, I think so many people could benefit in their businesses, in their careers, tapping into that feminine energy, saying, I'm ready to receive. I'm ready for more. I'm ready to be provided for, because my presence is a blessing. I don't subscribe to the belief that you have to grind away to be in abundance, to be in more abundance. I don't believe in that, because I'm living proof that it doesn't have to be difficult, that you don't have to be in the masculine energy for these things to occur. I'm not saying there weren't days where I didn't tap into masculine energy. I love tapping into masculine energy, but it's important to strike a balance. And oftentimes there is this notion that masculine energy is the only way to succeed. And that simply isn't the case. I challenge you to, you know, look at your everyday interactions and challenge yourself to tap into this feminine energy. Like, make the decision when you step outside, today I'm tapping into feminine energy. I'm going to allow myself to be in the flow of receiving. And you'll notice, maybe you give people a minute before you do something, and you'll notice, wait, that minute that I just waited invited an energy of, this guy's asking to load my groceries in the car for me. You're in your feminine energy and you're expecting that you're treated so abundantly and so well, and you're provided for. And notice how when you have these assumptions and you're tapped into that energy, men suddenly want to spoil you. Like, it's such an interesting phenomenon. And I want you to remember inherently that as a woman, if you are a woman or in whatever capacity, you are inherently worthy of being provided for. That is your power as a woman. It's so powerful. You don't have to do the work. You just have to exist. And once you really realize that and tap into that energy, the universe really does the work for you. It makes it easier for you. Feminine energy, in essence, is also about like working smarter, not harder, doing less to make more. It's with being, you know, relaxing to receive. I was going through a bit of a mentee bee in LA, and I was like, honestly, I could really use a bit of a retreat right now. And most people would think, oh my God, taking a week long vacation, like that's so fucking stupid. Like, how stupid could you be? Like, you're gonna, you know, lose so much money. And guess what? I made more in sales during my 1 week vacation than I did back in LA when I was hustling and grinding and on phone calls with my team. Like, me just being on the beach in relaxation mode enabled me that I could relax, and in treating myself to that, in being in receiving mode, in being in this mode of relaxing, when I do care for myself and believe that my existence is worthy of these luxuries of life, that pays dividends in my life. Feminine energy is about doing the work on yourself and knowing that pleasure within feminine energy equals output. That is the beauty of it. I don't want you to view relaxation as a negative. No, relaxation is you tapping into feminine energy to actually become a magnet for receiving. So long as you view your vacation, your relaxation, your self-care time, getting your nails done, getting your lashes done, as I am worthy of this, that these experiences, tapping into pleasure, pays off. It actually is my job. Like, this is my job, is to take care of myself, to please myself. Notice how fast the universe rewards you for this. Now, we get to make the decision in life. We can either receive through masculine energy or feminine energy. A lot of people take the traditional route that is often encouraged in today's society of masculine energy. Work, 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 hustle, you know, struggle to get what you want. That works for if you choose to take that route. But sometimes there are going to be days where you choose to take the other route. Maybe that's the lifestyle you want to take upon yourself, choosing the route of receiving, relaxing, focusing on self-love, focusing on your existence. I believe the best way to go about it is to strike a balance. That's, I would say I'm very balanced between the two, and I think it really benefits me. And I think that's the best way to go about it, because you have the assets to utilize both when need be. Truly in life, yes, everything is in polarity, but also everything is in duality. So while when you are in your receiving energy, feminine energy, the universe will in fact provide and give to you, and vice versa, in a sense, we also have to be utilizing both to fully maximize the gifts that life can offer us. It's important to know when to distinguish one from the other, when to tap into one versus the other. I do urge you and encourage you to try tapping into your feminine energy a little bit more. I mean, you'll fall in love with it. It's so amazing. And being provided for as a woman, oh, it just feels so fucking good. Like, this, it just feels biologically right, to be honest with you. Like, when a man is taking care of me, I'm like, this just feels great. Like, yes. Oh, like, I love it. Anyway, I'm gonna end the episode on this note, but I love you guys so much. Feel free to grab my Manifest Magic workshop linked down below. Use code LUCKYGIRL for 10% off. It will change your life. It's my secret formula to how I've manifested everything I have in this life, my absolute dream life that I live today, and the things I wish I knew sooner. Make sure you rate the podcast 5 stars, and I love you to the moon and back. Bye.